Regulators delayed a vote by more than a week to try and broker a compromise between the energy industry and environmental groups. That extra time appeared to pay off. At Tuesday's hearing, the vote was swift and the decision from the 9-member commission unanimous. Thomas Compton chairs the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, which regulates the industry.
People of Colorado have just really secured a win here in overtime, and we have our very own Mr. Tebow to thank for that.
Compton apologized for the football analogy, but wanted to make sure Commission Director David Neslin got credit for helping to bring various stakeholders on board. Environmentalists weren't happy with the original rule. They worried about a trade secret exemption that allows companies to withhold certain information. Under the new rule, Neslin says companies could still get a trade secret exemption, but they would first have to fill out a form with the state and answer questions.
Which will help to explain and substantiate how it's a trade secret, how it meets the requirements of a trade secret.
Companies would also have to publicly list the chemical family that the trade secret belongs to. Tisha Connolly heads the Colorado Oil and Gas Association and says it was a compromise.
Companies came a long way in this agreement in many arenas, and trade secrets is one of them. So this is a lot more work for companies, but we think that we can do operations effectively in Colorado and provide the transparency that our communities want.
Commissioner Andrew Spielman says the trade secret form secured his vote. He says he wanted to make sure companies backed up trade secret claims so it couldn't be used as a loophole to withhold information.
Industry wants to know that there's certainty in how they operate in a state, that the regulations won't be made up as they go along. And the public wants to know with certainty what this process is, what's going underground and what it looks like and what it entails.
The rule goes farther than those in other states, such as Wyoming and Montana, because it requires companies to publicly disclose both hazardous and non-hazardous fluids and concentration levels. Dan Grossman was involved in negotiations and is a regional director for the Environmental Defense Fund. He says he hopes Colorado will become a model for the nation.
This is another example of how the false choice that is often put out there about protecting the environment and protecting economic prosperity can be disproved.
Last summer, Governor John Hickenlooper asked the state to craft a disclosure rule for hydraulic fracturing or fracking. Hickenlooper says it's a revolutionary drilling technique, but acknowledges there are questions.
All around this has been a great deal of concern within the public sphere of these frac fluids and what's in them.
Hickenlooper says he also respects that companies have the right to withhold information because of trade secrets.
You spend millions and millions of dollars creating a component of a frac fluid, of a frac. You don't want to release this to your competitors.
Companies will have 60 days after a well is fracked to disclose the chemicals they used. And state regulators are quick to note that making the chemicals public isn't a fail-safe, but just one additional measure to protect public health and the environment. They say it's more crucial to make sure the wells are properly built. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.